wired, it's just very, very hard. But we're like, it's a strange situation. And Hal's right. If you know, we couldn't. The way I said it is that given my role, I have to care what the university thinks about this. So I guess the answer is we did get it. The conference didn't melt down because of the Wi-Fi, and we have no more data on that than we otherwise would. In other words, had it actually melted down. Keep my mouth shut?
No, we will.
Oh, you will keep your mouth. Oh, that's all right. You're not bound by the... are they bound by those? Do we have... Okay, I don't know. Yes.
Actually, a glitch like that is probably a good argument for doing it in the same place next year with the idea that you're going to fix the glitch because you learned something.
Oh, no. The glitch is fixed from a political standpoint and from a policy standpoint. It now was at the implementation level that it didn't work. So... You know, we, right, basically? Oh, he's not sure, okay. Somehow.
The wireless part of Boston basically does not exist. We had to work for a month to get it.
Right.
Sort of.
So it won't exist.
For the weekend, and it didn't work all that well.
And on Monday, it won't exist again, is that?
Maybe we should do it at MIT then.
We could conceivably do that, you know. Well, he'll probably do a conference at some point, too, I would imagine, yeah.
A different venue might work to broaden the tracks, too, because, like, medicine and politics and journalism are really important and really interesting and really narrow, and there's no humor and art and literature and all those cool things.
Yeah, no kidding. Right, absolutely.
Does the venue really matter?
No.
I was thinking the Berkman is very lawful.
No, but the point was law... and literature and poetry and art and, you know, we did have spirituality. That worked out pretty good, I thought. I was in the acting session. Where's Zach? That was wonderful. I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Thanks for you,
too. Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, you too. Yeah. So who's next? Ackland. Tell us what you think. How did the conference go?
There was, when I say there's too much going on, I don't mean that.
That was it.
It should be thinned out or anything, because most of the time there isn't too much going on and you have lots of time available to be distracted. But any time my brain was capable of tuning in. Anytime I wasn't overloaded, there was rich stuff to think about.
Anything that could have gone better as far as you could?
Well, connectivity. But that's,
so were you one of the people that was privy to, did you have access to to Kevin's network, or?
Was I going through you, Kevin, or some other?
Probably me.
Probably you.
So you were, yeah.
Matt just doesn't find the strongest in the world, so they
They don't know what they're selling out.
Lots of great stuff. Yeah. The point you were making about giving each speaker more time, there were a couple of people who, in the boiling of ideas, weren't at the same temperature, whom I would have wanted to hear from had there been enough time.
Is there something the moderator could have done there, or something that... how about this question? And this is, you know, if you want to answer, great. If other people want to, did I participate too much in the day one sessions? I got a sense from some people that they felt that it would have been better had I sort of, like, especially in the presidential politics one. There was a moment when it. What's that?
I don't think letting go is like really easy for you.
Not at that level. Well, yeah. I don't know if it's letting go. I wanted to make sure that we went sort of for the gusto. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think particularly the presidential one, I liked your participation, and I liked it because you were edgy enough to push them beyond their comfort zone. Otherwise, we would have had a celebration of campaign finance on the web. And so, you know, I thought it was helpful. And I think
that is what it was, right? I mean, basically, to the extent that we've seen blogs used on
they've been doing it for campaign finance.
Yeah.
That's so not true. That's not what they said at all. They were talking about how they had people participating.
Exactly. Well, but some of the... All right, I feel differently. I feel differently.
I know you feel it's all about campaign finance, but that's not what they were talking about. They were talking about...
I know. Sometimes people talk about things that aren't... Okay, I don't know. Chris, I'm not going to resolve this. We have a different point of view on this one, right? Good. Okay, thanks.
Under the heading of arts, letters, philosophy, and all that good stuff, I came here hoping, I thought there was a promise we were going to meet Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Oh. You want to read it from Ralph Waldo
Emerson? And for want of Emerson, I just want to give you three little sentences out of the magnificent essay, Self-Reliance. On my blog, I wrote a little essay early on saying, we have a god for bloggers here in Ralph Waldo Emerson, proto-American writer. Three short sentences. Or slightly long sentences. This is the ideology of blogging, I believe. To believe your own thought, to believe that what is true for you in your private heart is true for all men, that is genius. Speak your latent conviction, and it shall be the universal sense, for the inmost in due time becomes the outmost. A man should learn to detect and watch that gleam of light which flashes across his mind from within, more than the luster of the firmament of bards and sages. That's one. Long sentence. Okay. Again,
what does that mean?
Emerson writing in the 1830s and 40s.
Well, Chris, what does that mean? What did he say?
It means blog, man.
Oh, okay.
Express yourself. Express yourself. Okay. Get your conviction out there. And again,
get your convictions out there. That was the takeaway on that one.
But also discover your convictions as you're working to express.
Amen. And listen for the gleam of light in your own head.
What about the truth for others? What did he say there? What was that sentence?
You
that
have to read it. Yeah.
It takes, all right, available at the library.
Spoken by a true librarian.
Okay, but
thank God for the librarians.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for the librarians.
Okay. Now he wrote this 150, 60, 70 years before Google, but it's the same idea. He said, we lie in the lap of immense intelligence, which
just
makes us... Sorry?
Just have a laptop.
Exactly. That's good. The laptop of immense intelligence, which we lie in the laptop of immense intelligence, which makes us receivers of its truth and organs of its activity. We're all connected. We're all in one giant orbit of immense intelligence. Final sentence, and there are so many famous great sentences in here, but he just says, it is only as a man puts off all foreign support and stands alone, that's the unedited voice of one person, that I see him to be strong and to prevail. He is weaker by every recruit to his banner. Is not a man better than a town?
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, you don't know, but we had this discussion, ACMA. This was the flip side of what we discussed with the spirituality. I took that point, that and he, ACMA, maybe, can you just say briefly what your position was?
And there's an irony here, because as it turns out, Ralph Waldo Emerson is one of my ancestors.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
I'm a firm advocate of the socially constituted self, and I was arguing the case that it's the... one reason I like the web so much is that we've learned to not notice the extent to which in the physical world we're constituted with relation to one another, our friends, our relatives. The web makes those links visible and important in ways that they're muted in our physical interactions. And I was speaking of the extent to which no man is an island entire unto himself to have recourse to another public domain source of wisdom.
So no man is an island versus...
Emerson is a terrific corrective on Emerson, but Emerson is not antisocial. He just believes in that selfhood, and in that sense, the blog spirit of sort of like, speak for yourself and join the conversation.
Well, some people need to hear that, but the people in this room generally don't, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. But we need to feel that it's okay to do that, because a lot of times people will say, well, who does he think he is for, you know, saying that or telling us, you know, what his beliefs or her beliefs are, you know. And Emerson says, stay with that, you know. Hey, go with it. Don't stop. Do that. Right?
Right. It's not that Emerson tells you anything new. It tells you that great minds have been on our course before us. It's really more the point.
Excellent. Yeah, right here. I don't generally tend to select people like that.
Yesterday and today as well, but more so yesterday, we had a lot of blogger triumphalism, and it wasn't as grounded as I think it should have been.
Should we have a panel that's just called Cynics Galore?
No, it should be a dialogue between, you know.
Well, we did. The audience, for lack of a better term, did play that role.
Maybe
we
should have grounded triumphalism.
Point your horns to the ground.
Yeah. Well, that might even involve inviting.
I felt that way too at some points, that it was almost. Well, you know, we got the Wall Street Journal and New York Times guy. That was sort of in anticipation of the concern that we were not hearing from. That if you were a cynic sitting in the audience, nobody on that stage would have spoken for you. My thought was, these guys would do a pretty good job of doing that. That if you were skeptical, that they would be skeptical. I don't know, did you guys feel that they were skeptics or?
No, they were like bought right into the center. And no marginality.
But I got to tell you, when I talked to them on the phone, it wasn't like that at all, okay? It wasn't.
They were invited to the IT department while in college.
Yeah.
That's Biz Stone, by the way, a famous blogger, author. Grounded what?
Grounded triumphalism.
I knew it was
we
good.
We need a symbol for that, like a horn with some dirt in it.
Yeah, right. Grounded triumphalism. Yeah.
Just the grass right
here. I didn't get to go to Allie's, and as I understand it, the case study was a hypothetical case study. A year out, will there be enough experience for us to say, gee, here are four case studies of different scenarios, different things that have worked or not worked?
Well, what we ought to do is keep our ears open for them and get them into the directory so that, you know, even if, you know, we should have, if there are 18 of them, we should have those to refer to, and we don't need a conference to be interested in following those things. We're all wired, right? We're all, our minds are all accessible, you know. But good point. You know, let's keep our ears open for that. Yeah, Dean.
I would suggest that for next year that we have microphones for the room, because a number of times if someone was speaking over there, they couldn't hear it there, especially over there where the air conditioning is making a little noise. I think a room mic would be helpful.
Well, we almost got Town Hall. They just remodeled the rooms on the first floor of Town Hall, and I think they have the rooms mic'd down there. So if we do that, maybe we'll be able to do that. Mic the rooms.
And there's no score in the bottom of the third, Jackson, Minnesota.
Boo. Yankees. Boo. Who's next?
Tommy.
Who?
Is this your jacket? Nice jacket.
Well, if there's nothing more, well, this is the last call.
Declare victory.
Thank you,
Dave.
Thank you. Thank you all. Have a great trip home. Yeah, see you next year.